let's talk about the matchup itself, because we could talk about this for hours, and we've only got 4 minutes left in this segment. I just, you know, I'm interested in how you break down the edges between these two teams, because, Dan, here's a guy in Lovie Smith who was mentored by Tony Dungy. Does that give Tony an edge?
You know, I really don't think it gives them an edge at all. They're just both have kind of the same types of philosophy as far as defense is concerned, but you know, I think it's going to be just like any other football game. If you get the Chicago Bears, what do they have to do to win the game? To me, they've got to run the football. And if they're able to run the football, then they can keep a high-powered offense on the sideline. And that's been the Achilles heel for the Indianapolis Colts. They're going to have to stop the run. And, you know, they've been able to do it the last 3 weeks, but they're last in the National Football League in the regular season against the run. So I think that's going to be a key, and the kicking game is going to be another area that's been a kind of Achilles heel for the Indianapolis Colts. They can't let Hester run wild on returns, and you know, so that's going to be a key. And then turnovers is always a key. Whenever Indianapolis has struggled winning is when they haven't protected the football, and you know, so that's what Peyton Manning's got to be patient. They're not going to give him big plays, and you know, he's got to be able to get a running game with Joseph Addai and Dominic Rhodes and dump that ball off to him too. Both those guys are going to be, you know, I think very important, as are their wide receivers. But, you know, the team that protects the football and is able to run the football is going to have the best chance to win.